Welcome, everybody, to the Jefferson County Podcast for the People. I'm your host today. I'm the Director of Public Information, Helen Hayes, and with me is Melissa Sizemore, who is with the Jefferson County EMA. And Melissa, tis the season. We are at the end of Severe Weather Preparedness Month, but really, what is our season? And this is kind of just beginning for us, really, right?
Yeah, statistically, we've seen severe weather every month of the year in the state of Alabama. But we have two really main seasons for severe weather here, and that's usually October through January, and then like March through May. So really, anytime between October through the May timeframe is when we can see our most active severe weather. And then we'll also see severe weather throughout the other months of the year as well, depending on what we're expecting. Like this year was very unique. We had a lot of severe weather during the summer months when it, in regards to severe thunderstorms, windstorms, hailstorms, stuff like that across the state. So it is definitely not out of the ordinary for us to experience severe weather pretty much every month of the year, regardless of what season it is.
Right. So it's not raining right now, not severe storms right now, but now is the time to prepare. What do you guys suggest for people to help them be prepared for when severe weather strikes?
So preparedness doesn't have to cost money. And I want to say that first and foremost. The number one best thing you can do for you and your family is actually having multiple ways to receive weather alerts and notifications, having multiple layers to that plan. So that could be downloading maybe an app on your phone from your favorite news source or news station to be able to regularly get that information, utilizing social media to stay aware of maybe what that forecast looks like for situational awareness, understanding what our outdoor warning sirens are used for, and also signing up for Everbridge. That's free for everybody to utilize in order for them to get life-saving information during those severe weather type events that we do experience.
And I know I sign up for those Everbridge alerts, and they're fantastic. I think the other thing is to kind of know where you are on the county map, right?
Yes. And,
you know, we have that map resource on our page that people can look up where they live. But I think it's important to know so that when you are watching the news and when you get that, you know where you are.
Yeah, 100%. Knowing where you live. So knowing what city you live in, what roads are near where you live, or maybe where you work, or maybe where your child goes to school. Also knowing general directions, north, south, east, west, and also knowing where to go is super important as well. So typically with severe weather, especially tornadoes, it's typically that lowest floor in your home. You put as many walls between you and the outside as possible to be able to protect yourself. So typically those are rooms like laundry rooms, bathrooms, storage closets, or you may have a storm shelter in your home or in your backyard that you can utilize. On top of those shelters that you may personally have, the different jurisdictions across the county also have storm shelters that are available for public use. And you can actually see an active map on our website during times of severe weather on when those shelters are open. And you can physically look, you can type in your address and see how far away you live from a shelter. And then you can adequately plan for that before you go under a warning to be able to utilize those storm shelters.
And I know the county, we share those resources and that map. So that's really important for people to know that that's available to them. Let's get into a little bit of the nitty gritty. We work with the EMA a lot. And when you guys activate, let's talk a little bit about that process. And what does it mean when the EMA activates during an event?
So when we activate, that typically means we do have staff on site or situationally aware of the weather that is occurring, or it may not be weather. It could be a hazmat incident. It could be some type of terroristic threat or things of that nature. It's not necessarily always weather related when we activate. And depending on how serious the situation is going to dictate how many people we physically have in our emergency operations center in our office. So like a regular severe weather day, maybe we've got a slight or an enhanced risk of severe weather with tornadoes expected or significant straight line winds. We may have half of our staff down here, along with a couple of other maybe county personnel, City of Birmingham personnel, and response personnel in our EOC. But we also utilize a virtual option for our EOC to be able to effectively communicate with all of our stakeholders in the county. And that goes from Public Works, from all of the jurisdictions, our school superintendents, our elected officials, our power companies, our utilities, to really be able to communicate that information and to keep them situationally aware in the instance that we do see impacts from some type of incident, whether it's severe weather, whether it's an ongoing hazmat situation, things like that.
And I know I've always been impressed when I've been a part of those activations or road crews or a part of that. We hear something reported, through the EMA and through the 911 system. Our roads guys are immediately out there, you know, taking care of it. And we're reporting on our social media channels about roads closing. So it's great how all the different municipalities and the different emergency responders all work together in a situation like that. So super important and great what you guys do there. So I want to talk a little bit about weather. I know you are a weather geek of sorts and extremely knowledgeable. Explain to me, and I think this gets confusing for people, and it may be changing too. You may want to talk a little bit about this. What is the difference between a watch and a warning?
Okay. So a watch means that all of the ingredients are there for severe weather to happen within that time period that that watch is issued for. So let's take a tornado watch for an example. We get a notification that a tornado watch is issued. So for us, that means we're activating our emergency operations center. But for the public, that may mean that they're staying more situationally aware of the situation. Maybe they're checking radar on their phone more often. They're making sure all their notification pieces are ready to go. Their safe place in their house is ready to go. They're discussing their plan with their family. It's kind of like the ready phase. And then the warning is when you are in immediate danger. So if you receive a warning and you're in that polygon, that means you need to seek shelter immediately. You are in the path of danger. This is when you act. This is when you go to your safe place. This is when you seek shelter and protect yourself from the hazard that may be impacting you. And I know you had mentioned that some of these things could possibly be changing. The watch and the warning will always mean the same thing. So watch is be ready, get set, you know, to be able to take action in the case that you go under a warning. But the Weather Service right now is undergoing some changes on how they may communicate some of that information and making it more simplified for the public to understand, because they have a lot of products that are very similar, that are warning very similar hazards. And so they're consolidating those types of warnings, so they're a little bit more easier to understand for the public to be able to take the necessary action that they may need to essentially initiate if they go under a warning.
And one last question on sirens. Should we be relying on sirens?
No. Sirens are... So we have a lot of sirens in Jefferson County. We have 255 sirens. They are placed in a lot of the areas within the county. But the thing about sirens is they're for outdoor use. They're really only supposed to be utilized for outdoor notification, as well as for people to seek more information if a siren goes off. They should never be your first line of defense when you're receiving critical weather information like tornado warnings. So that's why we always suggest Everbridge, because that's going to notify you on your landline phone, your cell phone, an email, text message, however you prefer to be able to immediately receive that warning without relying on somewhat antiquated technology to warn you for something that you may not even hear in the walls of your home, especially with any other outdoor ambient noise already ongoing if you're in a thunderstorm or something like that.
Well, and our phones are so smart now. Mm-hmm. I think my phone is smarter than I am. It knows where I am. I get the warnings and it'll tell me, even when I'm in another country or another state or something, it says, hey, you got some weather in the area. So I think it's really great for us to have this new technology, and the Everbridge warnings are fantastic and people should sign up for those. We're going to put the links to your website in our show notes for this. So if people haven't signed up, they can. Any other parting thoughts, anything that we didn't cover?
I do actually want to plug weather radios as well. Weather radios are a fantastic tool. They are extremely reliable and they will 100% wake you out of sleep in your home when that thing goes off. They're usually around $30 and you can get them from most department stores or sporting goods stores this time of year, especially in the springtime. There's usually racks full of weather radios, and those weather radios will notify you for watches and warnings within your area, and they are loud, they will wake you up, and they are extremely reliable, and they also allow for a backup battery source in case the power goes out. So that's another tool that you can put in your toolbox to utilize as a layer of notification for you and your family.
Well, Melissa, I really appreciate your time today. I know you're busy, very busy, and thanks for joining us, and hopefully, you know, no too bad severe thunderstorms this year. We all have our fingers crossed on that, but we know with you guys, we are ready if it happens, and we're ready to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope everybody listening will join us next time on the Jefferson County Podcast for the People.